Welcome to it.
Good to have you back. People are pounding on the door here. Very exciting morning. Hey, I'm good to be here. I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. It's the Steve Guerra Show for Thursday, February the 13th, 2020. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Spartan Nation has a new football coach, but he is not coming here with a lot of good press. In fact, Mel Turner left Colorado with a very bad taste, and around the country, the whole thing is getting panned as well. Number two, ICE officers spread out across Michigan and Ohio over the past several days, arresting dozens of illegal aliens on a variety of charges. Of course, that will get the far left all charged up, trying to give the country away. And number one, more follow-up from the conversation we just had about Lucas Gerhardt. People asking me lots of questions about it. Lucas Gerhardt, the 20-year-old college student at Lake Superior State University, arrested and charged with making terrorist threats because he posted a picture of his brand-new AR-15 on a closed Snapchat group with his friends that was seen by somebody else who didn't like him to begin with. And so Chippewa County, Michigan, has gone after this kid with a 20-year felony for posting a picture of an AR-15 online. A 20-year felony. Completely outrageous. The Lake Superior State University Public Safety Office was alerted to threatening comments, they said, made online by the kid. And then Sault Ste. Marie police were called to the campus to make the arrest. That according to campus officials in follow-up. Now, I just had somebody ask me, was the kid ever arrested or charged with other crimes? I mean, is this the first time? Yes. According to his father, he's never even had a speeding ticket. He's an Eagle Scout. A hardworking kid. Junior at Lake Superior State. This has completely derailed his life. And as I said, it's an embarrassment to Chippewa County. Folks ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You ought to clean up your act. You ought to do the right thing and drop the charges. You've got the kid on a tether in his father's home. And if there's something more to the story, please pick up the phone and call me at the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Anybody wants to fill in the blanks, you can certainly do that. Now, I can tell you this. State Rep John Riley, a Republican, announced earlier this week that he wants to change the way the law is written because he sees this as a gratuitous prosecution of the kid. I agree with that. A gratuitous prosecution. He wants to define a terrorist threat as knowingly, intentionally, or recklessly making a statement that would intimidate, frighten, or coerce a victim into undertaking an action or refraining from taking an action. In order to be considered a terrorist threat under the legislation, the statement would have to include a threat of physical force or destruction to be made by the person intending to carry it out and considered in context that a reasonable person could conclude it was meant as a threat. No reasonable person can conclude that a picture of an AR-15 that says this ought to make snowflakes melt would conclude that that's anything. The bill, just the beginning to address abuses arising from the clashing values on college campuses and elsewhere, said Riley. This case is not one in isolation, but one of the most egregious I've seen. It is the most egregious I've seen. It's a First Amendment rights case. He took a photograph of a legal rifle that he owned, that he worked overtime to buy. By the way, the Colt AR-15 is a very nice piece of equipment. He bought a nice one. He bought a really nice rifle. But you slam the First Amendment against the Second Amendment, the crazy culture on campus, the cancel culture, privacy, due process of law, and the weaponizing of the criminal justice system. That's where it all converges, so says Riley, and I'm with Riley. We're going to get him on the program here. But right now, today, Lucas Gerhardt is facing a trial in March for allegedly making a threat of terrorism. Because of one Snapchat photo. One Snapchat photo in a closed group of friends in August. Now, he's politically active. We heard that from his father. He's had arguments on campus about whether it should be Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Ironically, The woman he argued with about that very topic is the one that accused him of making a threat. She wasn't even in the closed group. In fact, she had harassed him so much, according to his father, that he blocked her on social media because she was such a nuisance. I'm going to tell you something. To the taxpayers of Chippewa County, I got bad news. Your prosecution of this young man is going to cost you a whole lot of money. Because it doesn't take half a brain to figure out that the Gearhart family is going to turn around and sue Chippewa County, and rightfully so, for the egregious behavior of the prosecutors in this case. It's egregious. It is egregious behavior. It's a photograph of taken by a kid who legally bought the rifle. When he showed up on campus, he turned it in to the public safety office, as he's supposed to, with his ammunition, as he is supposed to. He followed the rules. And that's not good enough for you. You still want to punish the kid. Why? Because he's outspoken? Because he believes in God and country and the Second Amendment? Is that why? You're going to stamp out these kinds of rednecks and deplorables? Is that why? You're going to teach the kid a lesson so that all other kids like him will think more like he's supposed to? Is that why? What is the lesson you're trying to teach these kids at these universities? You'll get in line, you'll toe the line, or you'll be made an example of? Is that the lesson plan today? Is that what's being taught at Lake Superior State University for all to see? Here's the quote exactly, by the way. There's a picture of the Colt AR leaning against some stuff he's packing for school. Taking this bad boy up, this ought to make the snowflakes melt, eh? And I mean snowflakes as in snow. That's the quote. I'll read it to you again so you can hear it in its entirety. Taking this bad boy up, this ought to make the snowflakes melt, eh? And I mean snowflakes as in snow, end quote. It was shared with friends in a closed group, but that friend showed another student. And it's not just a comedy of errors. It's an embarrassing compilation of bad behavior. Bad behavior on the part of public safety at Lake Superior State. Bad behavior on the part of Sault Ste. Marie police officers. Bad behavior on the part, mostly, of Chippewa County and the prosecutor's office. It's bad behavior. The case ought to be dismissed immediately based on what I know. And if I don't know something about it, you've got my number, the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Fill me in, 888-900-9966. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine's locally owned and operated and delivers statewide. You can get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com or wolverinewatersystems.com. This part of the program also brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. All right, we're going to take a break, take a deep breath, and we're going to talk about what's going on at the movies. Why not? Let's, take a quick break here and breathe a little gentler with Ron Van Timmeren. And later, Craig Stiles will be here talking about how to gain a more complete picture of financial life. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what...
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.